Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning, champions. How are you today? I could not wait to get to you. Now, before I start rocking, I'm going to keep it tight today, too. By show of hands, how many people here have either heard me speak before or this is your first time? Can I see your hands, please? Now, since I didn't see everybody's hands, I know you're not all yet ready, but you're going to get ready. By the time I finish talking today, everyone that watches this is going to be way better at selling themselves and their services than they were before I started talking. And this is not what I hope to accomplish, but I know will be true. Let me see your hands if it would be helpful to you if you could sell better. Would it be helpful to you if you could persuade better? Today, I'm going to accomplish two things. I'm going to teach you why people will say yes to you and your services. And I'm also going to teach you the number one crime that entrepreneurs are committing today. The more crime they're committing regularly so that you never commit this crime again. So if it would be helpful to you to be more persuasive, if it will be helpful to you to sell better, buckle up, take out your pad and pen, because this is going to be right. Now, as a speaker, I get a chance to get in front of audiences regularly. And one of the things, my favorite things to ask the audience is, why do you think anyone would say yes to you and your services? Why would anybody hire you and your services? I say, just yell out the answers. And you hear all kinds of cool stuff. They'll say stuff like, because I have a degree in this. I'm certified. Because I'm so passionate. Because I love people. Because I'm effective. Because I get results. Because I'm hardworking. Because I'm honest. Because I'm fun. Because I'm funny. Because I go the extra mile. Because I've been doing this for 20 years. All of those are good things about you. But none of those are reasons to give you money. They all are reasons to like you or respect you or even save you a seat, but they're not reasons to give you money. The dirty little secret, liking you is not enough of a reason to do business with you, but I will teach you why they will say yes, and how much they like you is not even in the top seven. They have to like you, yes, but they do not have to like you enough to put you in their weddings. They only have to like you enough to hear your story. That's enough, okay? Number one, and I'm going to go really, really fast because I really want to talk to you about the number one crime entrepreneurs are committing today. Number one reason why people will hire you, why they will exchange their money for you and your services, the word time, T-I-M-E, time. If there's any part of your services that will help a client to either save some time or to achieve a result faster, you should talk about that, because saving them time, helping them get it done faster is a very good reason to do business with you. If they like you at all and they see you helping them to achieve their goals faster, you should talk about that. That's number one. Number two is the word money. Money. Money is the key to end all your woes, your ups, your downs, your highs, and your lows. Won't you tell me last time that love bought your clothes? I was quoting some great poets from the 1980s called Run DMC. But money, does your services help your clients to either save some money or earn more money, or both? If your services will help them to either save some money or earn more money, or both, you should talk about that too, because money is a good reason to do business with you. I'm giving you guys the seven reasons why people will historically and enthusiastically give money in exchange for a thing. This is why they would do it. Give money in exchange for a service, particularly. First one was time. The second one is money. For most of you guys, you will be, if you're good at what you do, most of you will help your clients to save money because you're going to keep them from wasting money on things that don't work, or wasting money on things that don't get it done as good as what it will get done if you help them. But if you help them to either save some money or earn more money, you should talk about that, because that's a very good reason to hire you. And for most of you, you can do both with just a little bit of creativity. Time, money, that's the first two. Number three are the words good feelings. Good feelings. Do you and your services help another person to feel better about themselves, like now? Can you help them to feel better about themselves, even if they've been messing it up by the numbers? Yesterday ended last night. Can you help them to feel better about themselves in this moment? Or can you help them to imagine other people having a higher opinion of them, or both? 65-year-old man buying a red convertible sports car did not buy it because it had great brakes. He bought it because he felt that when he drove this car, he's going to look cool driving it. And when you see him pull up, you're going to agree with his assessment. Yes, that man looks cool driving that. He can imagine others having a higher opinion of him. That's why he was willing to exchange his money for that. Time, money, good feelings. Number four, solutions to a problem. Solutions to a problem, not all the problems you solve. But what is the one big and obvious problem that is solved by you and your services? What is the service? What is the problem that you want to be known for resolving? For a lot of you guys, the problem that you're solving for your clients is that they can't do it. They can't do it, but you can do it with, they can do it with your help, or they can learn to do it with your help. But you don't want to come across as solving all the problems. You want to come across as being the one to resolve that big and obvious problem that is solved through you and your services. Talk about that. Time, money, good feelings, solutions to a problem. Number five. Number five are the words good health. Good health, H-E-A-L-T-H, good health. Do you and your services help improve a client's health in any way? Now, for a lot of you guys, it's very obvious how you improve their health, especially if you're in nutrition or fitness. But a lot of you guys is not as obvious, but still just as prevalent. Some of you guys, the way you improve a client's health is by helping them to worry less or to stress less. All your clients already have a very full plate of responsibilities they have to do, places they have to be, things they have to take care of. And on top of that, they have their worries and their stressors. I want you to see yourselves, my entrepreneurial friends, see yourself as coming along and taking away some of their worries, taking away some of their stressors. If you and your services do that for them, you should talk about that, because that's a good reason to do business with you. A sentence like, if you let me help you, you won't have to worry about this nearly as much. If you let me help you, you won't have to worry about that nearly as much. Your clients are waiting for someone to come along and say those words to them. Let you help them so that they can worry or stress less. That's the top five. Now, you don't need all seven. You really only need one of the seven. But as many of these reasons you have, the better. Again, I'm going to say that again. You don't need all of them. But you do need to have at least one. And the client needs to see that you can help them with at least one of these seven reasons. You got to have at least liking you and you saving them time is a good reason to do business with you. Liking you and you helping them to stress less is a good reason to do business with you. But liking you by itself is not enough. Number six is the word children. Children. Is there any way that you and your services will help your clients when it comes to their children? Now, a lot of the times, the way you help them with their children is you help them to be a better role model, help them to be a better parent. Yes, okay. So sometimes you help them to worry less, stress less, be a better role model, better parent. Thank you very much for that note. I got it. And the last one of the seven is the word pets, P-E-T-S. People historically enthusiastically want to spend money on their pets. Again, you don't need all of these, but you do need to have one of these reasons. Seven great reasons why they will say yes to you and your services. I said when I first started talking, by the time I finished talking, everyone in the circle will be better at selling themselves and their services before I started talking. And I think I did. If you just imagine reframing how you offer your services, look at your website, look at what you say. Do you accomplish any of these things? Those are the seven reasons why people will say yes. I'm going to keep moving. I'm doing really good on time, too, by the way. I want to talk to you today also about the number one crime entrepreneurs are committing. The number one crime that entrepreneurs are committing. In my live workshops, one of my favorite games I play with the audience, I'll say something like, is there anyone in this room with any cash at all? And there'll be people that have cash. I say, hold up any denomination of cash, and people will hold up whatever cash they had, $1, $5, $10, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. And I'll pick some woman at random. I say, bring your money up here to me. And she'll run up to the stage or come up on the riser or come around the stairs, whatever it is. So she comes up and I say, hand me your money. She hands me her money. I say, now I want you to put your body real close to mine so that the side of your body is touching the side of my body. And she does that too. I say, put your arms around me and I want you to squeeze my body to your body. And she does that too. Now I'm holding her cash in one hand. I'm holding a microphone in another hand, and this woman is squeezing my body to her. And I ask the audience, what is going on this stage right now? And they'll yell out all kinds of stuff. She's giving you money. She's hugging you. You're paying her, whatever. Doesn't matter. But what was going on is I got some pretty woman to get out of her chair, come up to the stage, give me money, and hug me in front of them. Now, how did I get that to happen? That woman standing there with her money in my hands while she's hugging my body, she only did the things that I asked her to do. She did not do anything that I did not ask her to do. The number one crime entrepreneurs are committing today is they never, ever even ask for business. They never even ask for it. So typical, and I talk to them daily, typical entrepreneurs today do great presentations. They have really good branding and good marketing, and they're getting better and better at branding and marketing. They have good funnel systems. They have good outreach, and all that stuff is amazing, and you have to do all that too. But at some point, somebody's got to ask for the business. Today's typical entrepreneur never asks for the business, and if they will ask, they'll ask once or twice and then never again. The reason why they don't ask is they don't want to come across as salesy, as if that's a bad thing. Or they don't want to risk the potential of being liked in the slightest. If I ask for their business, they may not like me as much, and I can't risk that. So the number one crime entrepreneurs are committing today is they simply never, ever even ask for the business. That lady would not have had I would not have had my hug from that lady and her money in my hand without me asking her to do it. Here's how I want you to ask for business going forward. From this point forward, these are the words I want you to say. I want you to say these words. Once you believe they fully understand how you and your services can be helpful to them, once you believe they understand how you and your services will improve their lives, and they understand how much money it'll take to get your solutions, I want you to say these words to them. Say these words. Will you give our services a try? Will you give me a try? Will you give my company a try? Will you give our program a try? Will you give us a try is a non-threatening way to ask for the business directly. Will you give us a try? Now, there's a little showmanship involved here too. Because when you say, will you give us a try, if you say it timidly, their acceptance is going to be timid. You should say it as if you are bragging on your rates and you're confidently expectant for them to say yes. Your facial expression needs to be confidently expectant when you say, Will you give us a try? If you say, it's gonna be $10,000, will you give us a try? No. Will you give us a try? Yes, it is. It's $10,000. Will you give us a try? And your face needs to be thinking about how much better their life gets, how much you like them, how much this is going to improve their world. Whatever you're thinking when you ask for the business is going to shine through your eyes and it's going to resonate in your voice. If you're thinking about your bills when you ask for the business, that too will shine through your eyes and resonate in your voice, and you won't be as credible or as believable. It won't work well. But if you're thinking about how much better their life gets, how much you like about them, and you ask them to give you a try, and those moments that will shine through your eyes and resonate in your voice, will you give us a try? That is the way I want you to ask for the business. So far we've talked about why they will say yes, the seven reasons why they will say yes. I gave you those. I talked about how much they like you is not enough of a reason to do business. I talked about also how I want you to specifically ask for business. I'm doing really, really great on time, so I'm going to keep on pouring into you. I'm going to keep on pouring because I know that somebody is going to get an answer today. This workshop is called, this program is called Dominate. With what you've gotten already, I suspect you could dominate, but I'm going to give you some more another stuff. I'm going to give you some more another stuff. Why will they say yes to you? You know. How to ask for the business, this is what you do. Here's another thing you need to know. People are going to hire you for their reasons, not yours. Actually, it was in my notes to cover this earlier. I meant to talk about it. They're going to hire you for their reasons, not yours. They're going to hire you in your service for either emotional reasons or for logical reasons. Emotional reasons are the way they imagine they're going to feel. Logical reasons because it's smart and it makes sense and it's a good deal. What do you believe is more compelling reason to exchange their money for your services? Emotion or logic? And I'm just going to tell you, it's emotion. And it's not even close. People buy what they want way faster than what they need. Sell to emotion. People typically use logic just to justify. That's it. The woman buying the black party dress because it was on sale. She bought the black party dress because she imagines she's going to look good in it at the party. The fact that it was on sale was the justification of what she wanted to do. When the heart and the brain are in conflict, the heart invariably wins. So sell to the want. Now, your primary tool when you're using emotional selling are the words you choose. The most emotional word in the English language starts with an L. Most adults have taught themselves how to stop using this word. But the word I want you to use much more often and much more comfortably, especially when you're talking about you and your services and your business and how it helps, is the word love. Love. L-O-V-E, love. Love. Use the word love when you sell your services. And sentences like, you're going to love. Our clients say they love. That's much, much, much more impactful than, I love helping people. Of course you do. That's your business. That's not a good sentence in selling. I love doing this. I love my work. I appreciate that you love your work, but that's not a reason to give you money. Your client, you're going to love this, or you're going to love knowing that, or you're going to love the ease of that. You're going to love how fast your business is able to move. Talk about love that way, often and comfortably. The second word, the second most emotional word in the English language starts with the letter H, but it's not hate. The second most emotional word is home, H-O-M-E, home. Home is where the heart is. Home sweet home. There's no place like home. But most people, in their home is where their stuff is, where their food is, where their security is, where mom and them is. So learning how to use the word home in selling can help you to sell better because it's the second most emotional word in the English language. you're going to love going home knowing that this is done. Or you're going to love knowing that everyone in your home has been protected now. That sentence uses both the word love and home in the same sentence, but can take on an almost hypnotic effect. I'm doing good on time. I'm going to keep moving. Love, home. The third word I want you to be aware of when you are selling, when you are persuading, is the word that most adults wish they heard more often. The word that most adults wish they heard more often is the sound of their own first names. Say their name, John, Christine, Jose. Say their name. When you say someone's name, the cool thing about using a person's first name is this is one of the words you can't overdo. You can say their name again and again and again. And every time you say their name, you get a little bit more attention. And every time you say their name, it's almost as if you are edifying them by you just being willing to say their name. It's almost like a compliment. The way I do it is, my name is Brian McNeil. You're welcome to call me Brian. What would you like me to call you? If she says, call me Janice, I'm going to call her Janice. If he says, call me Scooter, then guess what I'm going to call him? I'm going to call him Scooter because that's what he said he wants to be called. Love, home, money. These words matter so much. Talk about those things. Whew. I got 3 full minutes left. Did you get any value out of this time? Did you get any value by paying attention here today? I sure did. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve you. I'm going to give you one more word, and I'm hoping I can get it done. No, I don't have time. I don't have time to cover it. But I do want to reiterate what we've talked about so far. I came here today to pour something that's going to help somebody to dominate their industry. Something's going to help someone to dominate. And I'm hopeful that you now understanding that how much they like you is not enough of you doing this. It's just not. You know, I'm going to shoot that hole. I got time for that. That know, like, and trust, KLT, it served its purpose, but it's not as true today. It came about in 1985, but people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. It's okay, but it's an abbreviation of the original Greek formula. The original Greek formula says people must like you before they listen to you, listen to you before they can trust you, and trust before they can buy from you. But today, what has happened is that people that adopt that philosophy so staunchly, they use it to hide behind because they focus so much on being liked that they never ever even ask for business. Knowing you, liking you, and trusting you is fine. But it doesn't, it keeps people from doing business. They get to like, I can never get around to saying, will you give me a try? That's the problem I have with it, okay? So shooting holes in that. How much they like you. I gave you the 7 reasons why people will say yes, and how much they like you is not even in the top 7. They have to like you, but they only have to like you enough to hear your story. That's it. Gave you those. I gave you how I specifically want you to ask for the business. I want you to use that. Say those words. Will you give us a try? Doesn't that feel easier than will you hire us? Or what do you think? Doesn't that just feel so much better? This is the way I want you to do it. I want you to say the words, will you give us a try? And understanding the value of using emotional words much more often and much more comfortably. My name is Brian K. McNeil. That has been my time. I am honored for this opportunity to serve you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.